Good morning. 00 hours.
Clear.
64 degrees. Good morning. 01 hundred hours.
Clear.
61 degrees. Good morning. 02 hundred hours.
Clear.
60 degrees. Good morning. 03 hundred hours.
Clear.
59 degrees. Good morning. 04 hundred hours.
Fog.
58 degrees. Good morning. 05 hundred hours.
Clear.
55 degrees. Good morning. 06 hundred hours.
Fog.
58 degrees. Good morning. 07 hundred hours.
Fog.
58 degrees. Good morning. 08 hundred hours.
Sunny.
59 degrees. Good morning. 09 hundred hours.
Sunny.
66 degrees. Good morning. 10 hundred hours.
Sunny.
71 degrees.
QSX, QSX, this is W3YJ Mobile listening, visiting from the University of Pittsburgh. Anybody around?
Good morning. 1100 hours.
Sunny.
74 degrees. Good afternoon. 1200 hours.
Sunny.
77 degrees. Good afternoon. 1300 hours.
Sunny.
80 degrees. Good afternoon. 1400 hours. Sunny. 81 degrees. Good afternoon. 1500 hours. Partly sunny. 84 degrees. Good afternoon. 1600 hours. Sunny. 83 degrees. Good afternoon. Good evening, 1800 hours. Mostly sunny. 85 degrees. Good evening, 1900 hours. Mostly sunny. 83 degrees. Good evening, 2000 hours. Mostly sunny. 80 degrees.
All right, QST, QST, QST. Good evening, everyone. This is Whiskey Alpha 4, Delta Sierra Romeo. My name is Pat, and I'll be net control for tonight's University of Michigan's Amateur Radio Club Sunday Night Net on the W8UM repeater and echolink. This is a directed net. It is open to all licensed amateurs. The purpose of the net is to discuss club events, practice net control techniques, exchange information, and just have fun. Break for time. The W8UM repeater is now part of the All-Star system, which brings many new features to the repeater. I wish to advise you that everything on the repeater is now being recorded, both RF and echolink. I'll take check-ins in the following order. First, short-time mobile and portable stations, then echolink stations, and finally all other stations. New hands that may not have checked in before or just got their license are especially welcome to check in. Do we have any short-time mobile or portable stations? Please call Net Control now. This could be a short net. Do we have any short-time mobile or portable stations? One last call. Any Echolink stations? Are there any Echolink stations on frequency? Please call now. Okay, any and all stations, if we have anyone at all that can hear my voice and wishes to check in, please call Net Control WA4DSR now.
Hello, Pat. Kilo Bravo 8 Oscar, India Sierra.
So we're with you, this is Pat.
PTO Don, completing the usual suspect list.
Okay, I have KV8OIS, WSAU, and ACATO. All are eligible for the frequent check-in program, and for every 10 check-ins, you get one free. Well, or something like that. So, glad to hear somebody's here. First up is John, KV8OIS, followed by Matt. John, any news from the shack or news in general?
KV8OIS. Pat, excuse me, nothing to report. No emails, no phone calls, no conversations. So I assume everything's going well up the shack. I've not been up there probably 2 weeks now. So I assume things are going good, you know. Like others have reported, the roof is undergoing repair. So shack hours are limited until the end of August. So again, I've had no reports of any adverse conditions up there. Back to you, Pat. Everybody else, KB8OIS.
Okay, thank you, John, and thank you for all your efforts to keep the shack going. And we hope it resumes to full operation come the end of the summer before the school year starts. And I'm sure Don will appreciate that as well. Next up is WSAU. Matt, good evening. How are you this evening?
Oh, I'm pretty good here. Didn't do a whole lot of amateur radio over the last few days, but got some other various projects work on, so that's it. I do also kind of have a little bit of a question for you. I've noticed when using both telescopes and microscopes with an eyepiece with a relatively small aperture in it, I have trouble looking straight through the thing in such a way that I can actually see all the way through to the objective. There's sort of a muscle imbalance I have between my eyes, and I'm wondering if you have any sort of tips about how to kind of solve that problem? Because I've had problems with just looking kind of straight through the optics. My eyes kind of want to look off to the side. Just wondering if you know anything about that. Anyhow, the way that you back on it.
Well, I know a little bit. higher power the eyepiece, the shorter the focal length of the eyepiece, the smaller the exit pupil is going to be. So it's going to be much more difficult to get your eye aligned with it. So there's nothing I can do about that. That's fundamental physics. If you have if you have a long focal length eyepiece, you can get the opposite situation where the exit pupil is larger than your eye, and no matter where you put your eye, you can see something. But for high magnification, short focal length eyepieces, there's really nothing that you can do about the fundamental physics. Does that help you at all?
That makes a little bit more sense about what's going on. I'm not sure how he solved it, but at least I understand it a little bit better. Thanks, Pat. Sorry that you're back there.
I think all you can do is move your eye around until you get looking through it, until you can see what you're looking for. Okay, next up and final for the gang of three is ACATO Don. Don, how's the roof construction going?
Thanks, Pat. ACATO Don. Well, the roof construction continues to be noisy. It's been a little better lately, but for a while I thought there were like elephants jumping in my ceiling because I have a room with real roof right above it, no mechanical space or anything. I understand they're both resurfacing the entire roof and also putting some taller railings on the edges. Apparently there's some safety concern about a roof not being adequate, having adequate railings. So it's dragging on. It's pretty noisy. I stop in the shack once in a while. Obviously, I don't operate during the day, but just checked in on things. The things seem fine. No real concerns there. No floods, fires, pestilence, plagues. So that's good. That's about it for me. ACATO.
So is it any quieter in the shack than in your office?
Yes, it's considerably quieter because the shack has that tall mechanical area above it. So one of my reasons for going in there is when I have to make a phone call or compose an email on my laptop and I just can't hear myself think down the hall. So, yeah, it is quieter and it's been a useful place of respite and hiding. So, thanks. ACATO.
Okay, Don. Yeah, you have a refuge. So with that, I've been through the entire list of three stations the first time. Do we have any new stations or rechecks? Any new stations or rechecks? Please call Net Control WA4DSR now.
GD6NU.
Where's the recheck?
WD0BCF.
For new check-ins, I have KB6AMU and WD0BCF on Echolink and WSAU for a recheck. Let me take Dan and our Houston Larry first, and then we'll get back to you, Matt. KB6AMU, Dan, good evening. How are you this evening?
WA4DSR the net, KB6NU. Well, good evening, everybody. Been a couple of weeks since I checked into this now. Everything's great here. I've been doing a lot of parts on the air. A couple of weeks ago, I hit number 1,000 from the Island Lake Recreation Area. Now I'm working on the Pinckney State Recreation Area. I'm up to almost 500 there, so lots of contacts on POTA. And my latest project, I'm going to build a 6-meter delta loop antenna. Started building that today. And I'm hoping to work a little meteor scatter this summer. So back to you. This is KB6NU.
Oh, that's great. So I do have a question for you. How many parks are there in the POTA system? And is there a Worked All Parks Award?
Well, I tell you, there's thousands. And if there were such a Worked All Parks Award, it would take somebody years and years and years to achieve it. Because basically every state park and national park is on the list. Plus lots of things like game areas and conservation. I talked to a guy in Missouri. He says he's trying to work all the Missouri conservation areas. So I would say, I don't know exactly, but I would say there's at least 10,000 parts on the list. So Tom, WATAM, here in Ann Arbor, is actually one of the leaders in number of parks operated from, and he's just over 1,000, so, and he's been at it for, I don't know, 4 or 5 years, so, we'll never have a workup. I hesitate to say that, but I think I can confidently say that the probability of working off from all parks is pretty low.
Okay, well, thank you, Dan, for that update. It sounds like DXCC was here. So next up is WD0BCF. Larry, how are you? And hope you're ready for the hurricane.
Hello, Pat, and everyone else on the net. Yeah, we're tuned in on the hurricane about to arrive, and fortunately, when you're a ham radio operator, you have a lot of the emergency supplies, but this is going to be a test, and it's serious. We still have multiple windows blown out several months ago for a derecho, I guess it's pronounced, so this is going to be much, much worse. Back to you.
Okay, Larry, our thoughts are with you. Stay safe, stay dry, and we'll like to hear a report from you next Sunday. And so we hope we don't have anything to worry about if we don't hear from you. Next up is the recheck, WSAU, Matt. Good evening. Once again, Matt, what do you have?
Thanks, Pat. Let's see. Congratulate Dan on his 1,000th park, contact of the park, and I hope everything turns out okay with Larry and the hurricane. I hope it doesn't hit him very well. It's very, very hard down there. My original reason for the recheck was if the railings are being redone on that roof, I wonder what sort of implication it has for, like, some of the antennas we have mounted on various railings. The railings aren't the outside railings, but I don't know what the scope of that project is, especially the ones for the satellite antennas that are just attached to some plates that are both of the railings. I wonder what the implication is for that, and there's also another, wire antenna that's just kind of attached to two corners of the roof from at the point on the tower, so that's my concern. Anyhow, so there is a use back then.
Okay, well, all good questions. Let me start by sending it to John, KB8OIS, and then AC8TO for any response that he has. John, can you answer Matt's question?
KB8OIS. I've not been involved in any communication, so all I know is that the roof is under repair or being resealed, and we've been asked not to be in the shack or transmit during the daylight hour. So anything else, I've got no idea. Back to you, Pat.
Okay, thanks. Don, any comments?
Thanks. Yeah, ACATO, Don. Just a little more. I've been in contact with Paula, the building manager. My understanding in the railings is just the perimeter railings where they are protection against a long fall. I don't think our satellite antennas, they're on like that auxiliary area railing on the elevator penthouse, I believe. And I don't think any of that will be affected. And it seems like a pretty professional crew. I am sure they've dealt with antennas, wire, and others before. So I'm not too concerned, but I'll keep my ears open and maybe pop up there at some point, although I don't want to get in their way. ACTO.
Okay, thank you, Don. WSAU, Matt, does that answer your question?
Thanks. It answers some of it. It also kind of reminds me that there's the wires that go to the satellite antennas are just kind of laying on the surface of the roof, too. Hopefully that doesn't get damaged, but I suspect we might find ourselves with some repair work after the roofing work's done. Anyhow, thanks to everyone that's involved in that, and WSAU back now.
Hey, thanks, everyone. Okay, so let me issue one final call for any new check-ins or rechecks. Any new check-ins or rechecks, please call Net Control WA4DSR now.
Now, this is November 8, Sierra Bravo Echo on Echo Link.
Okay, Dave, the frequencies are yours. November 8, Sierra Bravo Echo.
Yes, hi. It took me a bit to get this Echo Link to work. I had to not go direct but through Relay, apparently, before it would let me log in to the 8UM repeater. I'm in Manchester Township, and I can hear the repeater out here just barely on the handy-talkie, but I can't get in from out here just using the handheld. So I just thought I would say hi, and we're camping out here just east of Manchester Township. Go ahead.
Enjoy your camping, and hope you get home before Tuesday or Wednesday when the hurricane, the remnants of the hurricane, are supposed to move through. So anyway, good to hear from you, and next time we'll expect to hear from you, bicycle, mobile, or something. With that, I 17 minutes past the hour. We've had 6 check-ins. I'll issue one final call for new check-ins or rechecks. Any new check-ins or rechecks? All right, nothing heard. With that, we'll close down the net. And thank you, everyone, for checking in on this quiet Sunday night in Ann Arbor. And we look forward to hearing from all of you and even more next Sunday. Same time, same frequency. Have a good week, everyone. This is WA4DSR Clear.
Good evening, 21 hours, mostly sunny, 79 degrees.
Kilo Echo 8, Oscar Lima Lima.
Good evening, 22 hours, mostly clear. 74 degrees. Good evening, 23 hours. Mostly clear. 71 degrees.